بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: كانت يد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اليمنى لطهوره وطعامه، وكانت اليسرى لخلائه وما كان من أذى. حديث صحيح، رواه أبو داود وغيره بإسناد صحيح. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used his right hand for purification. In other words, for cleansing himself, when he make wudu, etc. And when he used to eat his food. So the right hand was used for purification and eating food. And his left hand when relieving himself and in things that were unclean. So things that were unclean and for relieving himself, person will use his left hand. The right hand is used for things that are for purification and for eating food, etc. وعن أم عطية رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لهن في غسل ابنته زينب رضي الله تعالى عنها: ابدأنا بميامنها ومواضع الوضوء منها. متفق عليه. حضرت أم عطية رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to those women who were giving ghusl to the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she passed away, so those women who were giving her ghusl, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed them that begin with her right side and the parts which are washed in wudu first. So the eldest daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala, passed away in the 8th year of the Hijri, and she was approximately 31 years old at the time. The lady who was in charge, the Sahabiya who was in charge of the giving ghusl to the woman, was Ummu Atiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha. So she was one of those women who used to give ghusl to the deceased woman. And of course, this is a very, very important thing in our society. A person passes away, then our deen shows us first to give ghusl, then kafan, and then we have the janaza and then the burial. So may Allah ta'ala bless those brothers who are, and sisters who are always ready to give ghusl to the deceased. They're always on call sometimes, 12 o'clock in the night, 1 o'clock in the morning. They are making this great khidmat. We don't even realize this. We don't even lend them any support. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to assist them. So there are many women who also do this. Late part of the night, they have go and give ghusl to the woman. So the woman who give ghusl to the woman, the men give to the men. So Ya Ummu Atiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, and all those women who given ghusl, giving ghusl to the deceased woman, Rasulullah SAW showed them that they must begin with the right side of the mayyit first and the parts which are washed in wudu. Because those limbs which are washed in wudu, they possess more nobility over the remaining limbs of the body. So therefore they should be washed first and then the entire body. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Important point is to eat with our right hand. Many times the person goes and is eating, whether at home or out, and you find he's using his fork and knife and things like that as eating with his left hand. This is contrary to the sunnah and teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should eat with our fingers and eat with our right hand. For all those things which are for purification, use the right hand, and for things which are unclean, use the left hand. We mentioned last week, when we coming out of the masjid, your right leg will still be in the masjid. You come out with the left leg first. When you're entering the masjid, put the right leg first and then the left leg. You must try and make this and be conscious of it. When you're putting on our shoes, you put the right leg first, then the left leg. When you're removing our shoes, remove the left leg first, then the right. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.